things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code TAN for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code TAN for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TAN.
The United States has killed Osama bin Laden.
Hours after that announcement, the White House leaked that it was SEAL Team 6 that carried out the operation. Al-Qaeda placed bounties on the heads of all Navy SEALs. Then, just 3 months later,
Extortion 17 requested permission to take off.
A U.S. Army helicopter carrying many from SEAL Team 6 and others entered the Taguig Valley.
I saw a flash. You seen a flash? Anybody out there? We have a fallen angel. A fallen angel. Roger.
Extortion 17, the provocative new film telling the story of the largest loss of life in U.S. Special Forces history. Now playing on SalemNow.com. Questions quickly arise. Why did it take 17 minutes to fly a 10-minute mission? Was there a black box on board?
Every American should be taught about what happened in Extortion 17.
What really happened to SEAL Team 6 that dreadful night? Fallen Angel, Extortion 17. The story most Americans don't know. Watch exclusively at SalemNow.com.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye-bye-bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Nevada may be the driest state in the nation, but we're still at risk of flooding year-round. As waters rise in our rivers during the winter and spring, and flash floods come with no warning in the summer, it's important to protect yourself, your family, home, pets, and livestock. Most homeowners insurance does not cover flooding. Typically, there is a 30-day waiting period from the date of purchase before flood insurance coverage becomes effective. Flood insurance covers your home and your possessions inside of it, with the ability to recover faster and more fully. Nevada floods.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The White House is pushing back on states like Florida that are resisting mask mandates. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the administration is concerned about anti-mask and anti-vaccine mandate restrictions in some states.
Our message continues to be that if you don't want to abide by public health guidelines, don't want to use your role as leaders, elected officials, then you should get out of the way and let public health officials guide localities, schools, universities to do the right thing. Local schools as well, to do exactly the right thing.
Governors like Ron DeSantis of Florida and others have characterized the situation as an issue of personal freedom. Meanwhile, United Airlines says it will require its U.S.-based employees to be fully vaccinated by October 25th at the latest. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
United is the first major U.S. airline to require vaccinations for workers, but it joins a growing number of big corporations doing so. Microsoft, Google, and Facebook have said they will require proof of vaccination for employees as well as visitors to their U.S. offices starting this fall. And Tyson's Food this week announced it will require all U.S. employees to get vaccinated by November. That's notable because, unlike the tech companies, Tyson relies on many lower-paid workers who cannot do their jobs remotely. I'm Ben Thomas.
A wildfire raging in Northern California exploded in size overnight, becoming the third largest wildfire in state history amid high temperatures and strong winds. The Dixie Fire grew by 110 square miles between Thursday night and Friday morning, making the blaze the largest wildfire currently raging in the United States. The Dixie Fire is 35% contained and is expected to grow. On Wall Street, the Dow by 144 points, the NASDAQ down by 59. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
304. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. Hundreds of mourners and uniformed officers gathered in Henderson today to honor Micah May, the Nevada Highway Patrol officer who died last week after trying to deploy stop sticks, attempting to stop a carjacking suspect. It was announced the 46-year-old father of two will receive two certificates of commendation, a Medal of Valor, and a Purple Heart. May also received previously a Medal of Valor for a vehicle pursuit similar to the one that took his life. A Henderson woman was a big winner in week five of the Vax Nevada Days. Jenny R. won this week's top prize at $50,000. Las Vegas teen Ramey P. won the $50,000 college savings plan. Vax Nevada Day winners are announced every Thursday through August 26th, when the winner of the $1 million grand prize will be announced. Well, the move to Las Vegas continues to reap benefits for the Raiders. As Forbes reports, the value of the NFL club has increased by 10% over the past year to more than $3.4 billion. The Dallas Cowboys, of course, topped the Forbes list of the for the 15th straight year, valued at $6.5
billion. KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Now we're getting heavy volumes on the Southern Beltway right now. 215 eastbound at St. Rose. They're cleaning up an earlier incident there. 215 westbound at Valley Verde. 215 west at Gillespie. And congestion on Interstate 15 southbound at Washington and northbound 15 at Hacienda.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local for a Friday, and you know how we love getting to the weekend. We point to it since Monday. And we know it's down the road. Then you can see it off in the distance. Then you can see it right around the corner on Thursday. And then on Friday, we celebrate the best day of the week.
Oh, man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's
Friday. Oh, come on. You know it's Friday. It's the day we celebrate. Oh, yeah. Because we get to have fun people on the show, like my next guest, Ronnie Najaro, the State Director of Americans for Prosperity in Nevada, and he joins us. Ronnie, how you been, my friend?
Hey, Kevin, how are you doing? It's great to be on your show once again. Hope you're doing well.
Doing well and staying cool, and that's the important thing. I know that Americans for Prosperity has been at the forefront in recent weeks in the supporting the Cuban community in Havana, in the streets of Cuba. They have been protesting on a regular basis. Can you give me a sense of where we are there? I know we've had protests. The protests have spread beyond the shores of Cuba to here in America and around the world, really, people supporting the people of Cuba. What is it that these protests are all about?
Well, first and foremost, thank you for having me on the show once again. And you're right, we've seen numerous demonstrations and rallies of support for the Cuban people all across the country, including right here in Las Vegas. As a matter of fact, some of our colleagues were joining the Cuban-American community here and really helping to stand with the Cuban people for a free and prosperous Cuba. You got to understand that it's been 60 years of this failed regime that has failed categorically in providing its citizens with sustainable economic opportunities. For example, it failed to defend basic individual liberties, ones that we enjoy and unfortunately sometimes take for granted in this country. It's the freedom of press, the freedom of faith, the freedom to petition your own government. It's failed to position its people in a position in our global commerce and trade and cultural exchanges. And the Cuban people, rightly so, are fed up with this. You know, it's exacerbated by the shortage of COVID vaccines and medical supplies, historic food shortages. And the Cuban people have finally decided enough is enough, and they've taken to the streets over the last about a month and a half and really started to call on the regime and trying to overthrow the regime. And it's been the Cuban-American people here in the United States that have really historically been the ones that have elevated this issue, and now we're starting to see more folks coming into the fold and actually sharing stories, and it's important to do so. It's important to show the Cuban people and show the world that what's going on in Cuba needs to change, and it's another example of communism in its true form, an utter failure.
Ronnie, how much of this is just freedom, and how much of this is there's no bread in the stores. There's no milk except if you're pregnant. You know, there's food rationing. There's all kinds of things that are going on in Cuba that are economic in nature. But how much of it is economic? How much of it is just about freedom?
You know, when you talk about the root cause of this situation and the lack of medical supplies and food shortages, it's really because of the longstanding history of just horrible, harmful socialist policies that have resulted in what we're seeing today. When you talk about, you know, government-run healthcare, for example, and you talk about the effect it's had on the Cuban healthcare system, when you talk about, you know, the non-existence of free trade and free enterprise, when you talk about the government silencing all opposition to its regime, you know, these are things that. Rightly so, are contributing to this. And freedom is the most important thing. If you don't have freedom of speech, freedom of press, if you don't have the freedom to petition your government, you can't enjoy the other freedoms that come along with it. So it's a mixed bag. It's definitely a lack of freedom, number one, that is driving this, because there is no choice. There is no free economic opportunity. There is no ability for the Cuban people to thrive economically and live their own dreams. You know, and unfortunately, for the last 60 years, what you've seen is these Cuban people at the mercy of their elite leadership in their regime. And unfortunately, when freedom gets stifled out, it creates a terrible situation. And we all know as Americans, myself who emigrated to this country with my family fleeing a war and an oppressive government, we understand the value and the hope that freedom offers for improving our lives.
Again, Ronnie Najaro joining us, State Director for Americans for Prosperity in Nevada. If suddenly you could wrinkle your nose and give freedom and liberty to the people of Cuba, what would happen with the economy? Would the stores suddenly start having bread and milk and meat on the shelves? Would all those circa 1955 automobiles be replaced with modern models? What would happen economically to Cuba if they suddenly got their freedom?
Well, you know, what would happen in every other place that freedom has been given the opportunity. I mean, look at this country. Once we started from a very early in our history, and we started to rely on free trade and economic prosperity and opportunity, our country became the greatest economic engine in the world. And we've seen it even in places like China, when you start opening up markets and you start giving freedom and commerce a chance, you see what happens in the results. And then you look at North Korea, which is right down the way from China. And I hate to use China as an example, because I'm not trying to say they're the economic model for prosperity in this world. But what I'm trying to say is, when you allow economic opportunity and free trade, the differences are night and day. When you look at China and its close by neighbor, North Korea, where there isn't any, and you see the real difference. No other economic system than free trade and capitalism has lifted more people out of poverty than our economic system has. And that continues to reign true. And if you don't have to look back too much further, when you look at the fall of communism in the Soviet Union, I think this trial has received a very, very resounding verdict of guilty and not able to provide opportunity for people, when you look at government control and what's going on in Cuba.
Do the people of Cuba know what they're missing on the outside? Do they know what, you know, they've been able to look when they've had the internet, and they know what other countries and other peoples around the world are doing relative to freedom and liberty and things like that. Do they know what freedom and liberty looks like?
Well, you know, it's funny that you mentioned internet connectivity, and it's such an important part of what's going on in Cuba, and that's why it's so important for you know, internet access to internet to be reinstalled in the island, because I dare to say I have many Cuban friends who have, over the last several years, young Cubans who have came to this country, you know, they're hearing stories from their relatives in America. They're seeing, with limited Facebook access and limited internet, they've seen what America does. And I have a personal friend who goes back to Cuba to visit his family. The Cuban people are starting to be aware of that. But it's important for us right now. When these protests started, the regime, one of the first steps it took was to limit access to internet, because they don't want the truth to get out, the regime does. They don't want people to understand the realities of what their Cuban people are living. And it's important that, as one of the solutions that we need to work to achieve, is having that access restored to the island, because, one, it allows the Cuban people to be able to organize. It allows the Cuban people also to be able to present evidence to the world about the atrocities that are going on at the island. It allows international organizations like the UN and the OAS to be able to come in and really document a lot of these civil rights and human rights violations that the UN agrees are egregious and that are illegal. It allows them to observe that and document that. And when you do that, it gives the world an awareness of what's going on in Cuba, and gives the Cuban people a free chance to gain their freedom and independence. And it's important to highlight those stories, and it's important to be a voice and stand along with Cuban people.
Ronnie, what is it that Americans can do, folks right here in Southern Nevada can do to help the Cuban people?
You know, up until this point, it's really been the Cuban-American community. Like, this issue of Cuba and the repressive regime has been largely driven by Cuban-Americans. And I think it's important for all of us to share the stories online, to stand with the Cuban people, but also for our elected officials to weigh in and make and share these stories as well, and really position America. We all know that the United States is the beacon of hope and freedom and liberty across the world. The world needs to see that. And you have great work so far being done by people like Marco Rubio, who's really has been exposing a lot of the travesties that have been going on in Cuba, bringing to light some of these harmful policies that have resulted in what we're seeing today. Others like Congresswoman Maria Salazar, who's also been very proactive in elevating the stories of the Cuban-American community in Florida. It's going to take more of that. When you look at Governor DeSantis and actually trying to talk to the private sector, tech companies, and others to be able to allow the private sector to bring and reinstall internet connectivity to the island, those kinds of things are important, that we elevate the voices of the Cuban people, that we stand in solidarity. And as a nation that was founded on freedom and liberty, it's on all of us to make sure that we let freedom ring and that we communicate the benefits and the change that needs to happen within the Cuban American community.
Ronnie, I'll be honest with you. Technically, I don't know much about Wi-Fi or anything like that, so I'm the last guy to ask. So I'll ask you, how difficult would it be to reestablish the internet on the island of Cuba, just 90 miles away from Key West?
You know what? I would imagine it's very difficult because you have a regime that is hell-bent on making sure that whatever's going on in the island stays in the island. And they're going to fight, and they're going to make sure that that doesn't happen. But, you know, it's something that needs to be done. And how easy and how difficult it can be, you know, I don't have the answer for that. But I know there's been discussions and there's been talks between elected officials to try to make that a reality. And it's important that we do so. Because, you know, the last time that there was a demonstration like this on the island was in 1994, and it took place strictly in Havana, and that was dealt with swiftly by the regime. We're seeing a different type of manifestation and uprising this time, where you're seeing Cubans from all across the island, not just in Havana, actually taking to the streets and calling for an overthrow of the regime and for more opportunities, and we need to stand with them. The movement is still alive. There's still protests in local municipalities. So the movement is still there. We need to make sure that hopefully our elected leaders can do what they can to make sure that they continue to elevate the voices and let the people of Cuba decide, you know, what kind of government they want to thrive and live and seek opportunity in.
Tell me how, Ronnie, people can find out more about what's going on in Cuba, these protests throughout the United States, and the efforts that your organization, Americans for Prosperity, are involved in to make this thing front and center, to where we can get our politicians to do something, to get off the schneid and help the people of Cuba. How can people join you in this fight?
Well, it's very simple. It's about sharing. It's about getting the word out. It's about, you know, attending a lot of these rallies. You know, our sister organization, the Libre Initiative, which is serving the Hispanic community throughout the country, is really taking the baton on this and really leading our organization's efforts on this. Visit us on www.belibre.org. You'll find a lot of information and resources about the situation in Cuba. There's a lot of op-eds. There's a lot of stories that are being told by Cuban Americans in the media. You know, it's about sharing. It's about doing what we can to make sure that we highlight a lot of these issues that are going on in Cuba. And I believe that if we do so, you know, we can all do our part to make sure that we have a free and prosperous Cuba after so many years of repression and heartbreak. And you know, I really feel for my colleagues. We work with a lot of Cuban American colleagues here who have uncles and aunts and nieces and nephews and family members in Cuba. And they tell me that it's, you know, when they think about them and they think about themselves here, how fragile, you know, a lot of the liberties we enjoy, how fragile they are. And it's important to keep fighting for those and standing with people that are looking for the same type of opportunity.
Ronnie, always good to get with you. Thank you so much, my friend. Keep up the good work at Americans for Prosperity Nevada. And I know we'll talk again soon. You have yourself a great weekend, okay?
Sounds good, Kevin. Thank you so much.
There you go. Ronnie Najaro, State Director for Americans for Prosperity in Nevada. And they are right at the forefront
of this battle for freedom and liberty, just 90 miles removed from Florida. We'll talk more about this, I'm sure. Coming up a little bit later on, Andy Puzder will join us. We had a good jobs report. What does it all mean? Andy Puzder, the former CEO of CKE Restaurants. That's Carl's Jr. and Hardee's, and really good guy. We've had him on before. He'll join us coming up about 3:30. Jesse Turner will return to the show 4:05, and Mark Hutchison, founding partner of Hutchison and Stephan Law Firm, the former lieutenant governor of this state. Mark Hutchison, the legal eagle, will join us coming up just after 5:05. We got a full boat on this Friday. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
If you know the facts, you'll get the vax. 99% of hospital COVID patients are unvaccinated. Protect yourself and get vaccinated today at CSN's North Las Vegas or Charleston campus. Need another reason? You could win big prizes. What are you waiting for? Get vaxxed.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scene. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ. What happened?